You don't need a camera to ask me.
Oh, no. Gibby guy, you've been fighting this for a while. What do you think?
Well, we fought it in 2005. They brought it up in March. We beat it in March. They brought it up again. We beat it again. I hope that these paid professionals will go away and let us do our job.
What about some of the things that some folks saying that, you know, this is about economic development, workers shouldn't have to be exposed to secondhand smoke?
Well, the economic development argument is a farce, so I won't dignify it with an answer. Workers' rights, I think there's some validity to that, and I think, thankfully, that Marion County has over 70% of the establishments that serve alcohol are smoke-free, and I believe workers have plenty of opportunities to choose where they want to work.
That you have to go on and do this again. Nothing is decisive tonight.
Actually, I believe this was decisive. It takes 15 votes for them to bring it back up. Effectively, this is gone until they can either change the makeup of the council or until they can get Tully or someone else from the Star to berate a few more councilors to get them to abstain, because this was dead if Dane Maynard votes for us.
One final question for you. Like I said, you know, you said this is done and over with. Do you think someone may try to, you know, bring it back again, maybe go for a statewide ban at the legislature?
Well, I think locally it's going to be a campaign issue. So we'll leave it to the next election. I think we'll change the makeup of the council one way or the other. And I think, yes, it'll come up at that point. As far as statewide, it's hard to predict. I think they've lost some momentum. They were counting on Marion County to go so they could push it statewide. And I think they've lost some momentum. That doesn't mean they won't try. I just think they've lost momentum.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, thank you.
Okay, big guy, what do you think?
Well, of course, we're disappointed that we didn't succeed tonight, but we're not giving up. You know, there are a lot of people out there who need a smoke-free workplace law to protect them, and so we're going to keep moving forward. It just might take a little bit longer. In the meantime, you know, there's going to be a cost in terms of health and the business costs that this decision tonight is going to have. So we hope the council understands that the clock is ticking, and that the time from now till the time they pass it is just a time that could have been avoided. We could have it now, but ultimately we're going to have a smoke-free workplace law for Indianapolis that covers everybody. It's not a matter of if, but when. We just don't want to be the last to do it.
What is it about the arguments, you know, that you folks had made that just wasn't convincing? I mean, some amendments were offered to, you know, exclude private clubs, tobacco retail outlets, bars could file an exemption. Apparently none of that, you know, got the opposition on board.
You know, I can't claim to know how the counselor thinks when they're at the button. Obviously, we weren't compelling enough to get a majority of the votes, a majority of the members. And so, you know, we're going to work hard. We're going to keep going because we're in it for the long haul. It's not a short term project. We really want to see workplaces entirely smoke free, and we're going to keep working toward it. So we're not going to go away. We might take a good night's sleep and you know, and eat a good breakfast in the morning, but we're going to come back and work hard continuing going forward.
You guys have to wait till there's another council to give it another shot?
We'll probably want to look at strategy, but, you know, we are hopeful that these council members one day will understand why workers deserve a smoke-free workplace. I mean, it seems like something that at some level everybody could understand, and we think that it's just a matter of getting the right information to them or the hearing it from the right people. But obviously we haven't done it yet, but we're going to keep working toward it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, Mr. Oliver.
No. Mr. Oliver.
I had to work. Okay, let's chat for a few moments. You voted against the smoking ban this evening. Why?
Well, I think the marketplace is working, as I stated in my comments when I offered my amendment, that there are various establishments right now that are instituted no smoking as a policy. So it's working. I think it's unless you're going to go after the whole thing, I don't believe in piecemeal, and the original amendment done just that. It protected the smoke bars and things like that, and I didn't like that at all. So I added I thought that all bars should be included. Everybody should be included that's not included right now, or leave it alone.
As a council member, how many calls did you get, concerns you get about this particular issue? Compared to some of the other things you get, you know, street lights, potholes.
It's not even close. This is probably the most reactionary pizza ordinance that come before us, like it did 4 years ago. Even the co-ed tax, you remember that. But the smoking thing, both sides are pretty well organized. Particularly the smoking secession people. They really get their mobilize their people And we got a lot of pushback from that group, and it should be. And that's why you see the House evenly divided this evening. And that's a comfort to see that voters are involved and they want to see the process work. I think the process is working. It's going back to the committee, and we'll see what happens.
So now can you guys move on to other stuff?
Beg your pardon?
Now can you guys move on to other issues?
Well, there are other issues, but this one here would be one where it'd be a lot of what we call button people grabbing by the buttonhole there, trying to get your support on this. I got 5 calls on it today. I'm sure tomorrow I get some more. I get various emails. I'm just loaded up with emails. So that's okay, you know, and that's the way it should be. And I think it's working. I think our system is working. Tonight we've seen the evidence of that, and we might have a little delay going back to committee. And I think that the secession people would mobilize themselves and try to find 2 votes, and they probably get them.
All right. Bill Oliver, thank you very much, sir.
Sure. Glad
to. All right, Ken Smith, this won't take very long.
All right.
Obviously, this has been tabled. No one's quite sure when it's going to come up. Is this a delay or a denial?
It's a delay. The problem of it is that, just like with so many other things, Indianapolis has always been behind the times. If you look at all the other major metropolitan cities, we are supposed to be, what is it now, number 12? We're number 12. If you look at what happens in other major cities, we're always lagging behind that, usually 10 years behind. As a council, we're trying to catch that back up so that if we're going to be behind, we're 1 year behind. But what we'd like to be is a forerunner. But obviously, some members of our council don't want us to be that.
So what was wrong with the current compromise?
It was just that. It was an extreme compromise. Even the people that made the compromise thought it was going to be steps toward something else. And as that's coming up, we had a few people that tried to really block it. Several of the councilors have made this extreme statements about what they wanted to have happen. Really were just, it appears, voting for just a couple of people in their district. But if they poll other people and start talking to the average person, they will realize that it's more in demand than what they desire. And also, something that keeps being left out. We keep making this statement about the bowling alleys, but they forget. You know, all night long we have heard this, well, adults can make those decisions. Kids go to bowling alleys. Now, if you wanted to start there, that would have been a good starting place. But if we're about helping our people, we're about making the protections available, we need to make them protections available carte blanche. At no point did I want to hurt a business whose business sole was, or main function was, tobacco. And we put provisions so that we would protect those businesses. But obviously those other people didn't quite understand that. But it'll be back up.
So let me ask you, obviously, you know, emotional issues like this can cause some hard feelings. You Republicans will be able to get together and after this is over, because you agree on something like 90% of everything else. This was just said one, you know, the one time you have a fight with your wife, you just have to agree to disagree.
We just agree to disagree. But we are politics. So it might affect other aspects of politics, but now you have to weigh that person's judgment, whether or not they're making sound decisions on other things, whether or not it's from a higher elected official, a council member, or someone that's sitting on a committee. It'll make us look more closely at the decisions that they're making and why.
Did it concern you? The mayor's comments apparently in caucus today, saying he had some major issues with what you folks are doing. You think that had an impact on votes, or were people pretty much minds were made up long before the mayor stepped?
It was made up long before that. I believe that eventually the mayor will be a forerunner on it. I don't think he disagrees with the concept. I think he's believing that we're not ready for it, and perhaps the city isn't ready for it. But I think we should be ready for it. And I don't believe his opinion had that great of an impact on it, because most of the minds were made up prior to us going into caucus meeting.
Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you.